The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions. Limitless answers.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
2 months ago, O.J. Simpson dispelled rumors that he was close to death by posting a video on X.
And I'm hosting a ton of friends for the Super Bowl here in Las Vegas, and all is well, you know.
But Thursday, we learned he lost his battle with cancer. In a statement on social media, his family said that Simpson died Wednesday, surrounded by his children and grandchildren, and they asked for grace and privacy in this time of transition. O.J. Simpson was 76.
Are you telling me O.J. Simpson lied? I don't like to hear that. And I think it should be stated as cancer won its battle with O.J. Simpson.
Wow. Wow, I do not approve.
Yeah. So I just saw this. The lawyer for the Brown family, he killed Nicole Brown and her companion. Says the OJ may be dead, but the civil trial money he owes is not, that's not over. So he's got an estate. He's got some value. So they're still going to try to fight to take everything that's left of his.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to dwell on this too much, but the fact that decades later, that family is still got that buzzing, you know, it, maybe just off to the side. But the fact that that guy murdered their loved one, got away with it, then managed to even evade the civil settlement and just...
I might send that to the Babylon Bee. Cancer won its battle with O.J. Simpson.
What's the opposite of closure? That's what they're dealing with.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, brutal. Brutal. So there was a big to-do in politics yesterday, last couple of days, where the House is trying to reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. And Trump fired off a tweet. I'm sorry, this was back in 2018 when they were trying to do this. Fox was watching Fox and Friends and fired off a tweet that was practically word for word what Steve Doocy was wondering aloud on the air at the time. And that almost derailed the whole thing. But then somebody got to him and said, no, that's it. You don't understand. This is important and it's not what you think it is. And so he backtracked and they passed it.
So the FISA power was used against him famously in the Russian hoax thing to go after various things. And so he hates FISA because of that, ignoring the fact that it's used regularly to stop terrorists and catch bad guys and all kinds of different stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's even more complicated than that and even sillier than that. And to get to that part of it now, On Wednesday, House Republican leadership were hoping to reauthorize Section 702 ahead of its expiration on April 19th. But at 1:43 in the morning, Trump wrote the following on Truth Social, quote, all caps, of course, "Kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others. They spied on my campaign." And there's some truth to that, but it was a completely different section of the FISA Act.
Didn't know that?
It's helpful to know these things before one, say, shoots down an important piece of legislation.
Well, speaking of watching Steve Doocy on Fox and Friends, I was this morning, and he said, I wish Mike Johnson had done a better job of his informing his Republican colleagues of the differences between the two parts of FISA.
Oh, yeah. The fact that I am doing this and people are hearing it for the first time who may be following the story is part of the problem. But the part that offends Trump is not section, 702. It was Title I that they used to surveil former Trump campaign policy advisor Carter Page based on applications to the Justice Department Inspector General, later assessed to be flawed and incomplete. Section 702, unlike Title I, must be regularly reauthorized, for it allows for the initiation of surveillance programs, not the surveillance of individuals. Now, putting aside the Trumpian sloppy politics of the thing, Section 702 itself is an incredibly, stick with me now, an incredibly important and useful tool for preventing terrorist attacks against Americans that is regularly abused by the authorities.
Right. That's a problem with giving the government these powers, as they always get abused. You know, see recording Martin Luther King Jr. having sex. I mean, there's all kinds of examples.
Right. Yeah. This is a great example of the way the world really is, which is what makes it so complicated and discouraging. We need Section 702, and it will be abused in ways that enrage you. So let's get rid of it. No, we really, really need it. And the authorities, like, was it Chris Ray came out with a statement? I've been unequivocal that the compliance incidents we've had in the past are unacceptable. And in response, we've undertaken a whole host of reforms to ensure that we're good stewards of this authority. Will that hold sway for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years? Maybe.
Yeah. So that's why he's going before the House today. And he already put out his statement saying, in my long law career, legal career, I've never seen more security threats to the United States at one time ever. So he's going to go in front of Congress and say, look, this is the most dangerous period I've ever seen in my life. I think that's actually true. I don't think that's hyperbole.
Oh, yeah, it probably is. Sure.
Yeah. And now is not the time to do away with FISA.
This reminds me, in a way, and if you're the belligerent sort who believes the world is black and white and solutions are easy, feel free to call me spineless or whatever you like, but it reminds me a little bit of the moronic back and forth over police excessive force, brutality, if you want, in the wake of George Floyd or whatever. You had these, again, unicorn-riding halfwits shouting, defund the police, which is just an absurd idea. And then you had people who were like defending the police even when they're dead wrong and infringe on the sacred rights of the free American people. That is indefensible. You have to have cops, and cops will misbehave, and you have to try to get them to misbehave less and punish those who do, because you have to have cops, and cops are going to misbehave, and you've got to make sure they misbehave less, and you punish them when they do, because you've got to have cops, and round and around it goes. Mm-hmm. I just think that's the reality of it.
Hmm.
I wish I would be happier if I could come onto the air. Maybe it'd be a better radio show. I don't know. If I could come onto the air and say, abolish the whole FISA thing. They're spying on us. That's a defensible position.
It is.
But then you get to the whole, the Chinese and the Russians and ISIS and 100 other groups. And even like Venezuelan gangs that have now come across the open blanking border. And all of those are serious security concerns.
On that other thing I brought up, I'll have to look it up. We're getting closer and closer. We're just a couple years away now from when those recorded MLK sex sessions become public.
Oh, boy.
That is going to be an explosive event.
I'll bet you the president, whoever it is at the time, comes up with some excuse and cites some obscure law and keeps them under wraps.
I wonder.
Some of the tapes, you've read about this in more detail than I have. Go ahead, the worst, most explosive ones, if you want to.
Well, there are claims that you could interpret him as being okay with rape in one of the audio tapes. Now, I've not
heard. In person?
It. Yeah, he's in a room. He's at a hotel, and some other guy is, some people claim, raping a woman, and MLK is either, like, chuckling about it or encouraging her or whatever. You know, I'd have to hear it because, you know, people say all kinds of stuff, and then actually hear it or read it and think, what are you talking about?
Fair.
But regardless, there are tapes of him having affairs. Is that something we need to hear? Because we have, after 50 years or however many years, various things become public. One reason I would like it to become public is to, like, really, really let everybody know the FBI has done this, and they probably still do. They always have.
Oh, yeah. You know, that whole circular thing I was doing about cops, that's absolutely true of the federal authorities, whether it's the CIA, the FBI, NSA, whatever. It's 100% true. That's not to say there aren't great people in those agencies who hate the corruption and fight against it. It's just the nature of the beast.
Right, exactly. No, I'm sure the vast majority of FBI agents now and always are really good patriotic Americans who do the right thing, but they recorded MLK having sex twice so they could ruin him. That's right. Why the government did it. And the fact that the guy who ordered that, J. Edgar Hoover's name is on the FBI building, I can't believe that that's even true.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I'm reminded of Chris Rock's brilliant punchline in the wake of all things, that Tiger taking down old Roy of Siegfried and Roy. Chris Rock saying that Tiger didn't go crazy. That Tiger went Tiger. So when a government spook agency of whatever description exceeds its statutory bounds and does things that are repugnant, that agency didn't go crazy. That agency went agency. That's why you got to constantly manage them and rein them in and get out the bad actors.
You mentioned Chris Rock on this, the day that O.J. Simpson died. Another famous Chris Rock line. I ain't saying it's right, but I understand. His comedy routine about some dude is in your car that you paid for with your ex-wife. I ain't saying it's right, but I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't right.
Certainly
not.
And
that's why he was acquitted. He didn't do it. Somebody else did. And O.J. died having never found the killers, which probably his dying breath was, I never found the killers.
That's hilarious.
It is kind of funny. More on the way.
Oh! Armstrong and Getty.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Oh, that's a good point, Hanson. I'll mention this after we play it. Executive producer Hanson sent me a secret message about what we're about to play.
You guys are leaving me out of it.
So this is a viral TikTok I saw on Fox yesterday, I guess. I don't know what counts as actually viral or not.
Who cares? Okay. Say it is.
Yeah, I guess, but... A young person talking about how expensive it is to be alive right now. Of course, I think he's sitting in his car looking at a camera.
I make over 3 times the federal minimum wage, and I cannot afford to live. I cannot afford to live anywhere alone. A one-bedroom apartment, $1,800. Two-bedroom apartment, $2,200. Who the f*** can afford that? It is embarrassing to come out and say that it is a struggle to survive right now, but I know so many people are struggling. Why are we allowing it? Why? The American dream is dead. It is over, gone, and forgotten.
Now, two things. Hanson's secret text to me was, this TikTok is exactly the kind of discontentment that the Chinese Communist government wants to spread through our nation, and it's on TikTok. So, if it went viral, how much did it get boosted by the Chi-Coms to make sure, yeah, get that out there, have everybody saying, this, the American dream is dead, this sucks.
Beautiful example of how that works, yes.
And very troubling. And I'm not denying that, I mean, because I'm looking to buy a house, and house prices and rents are ridiculous right now. But they're also, I always want to know, you know, I don't know what kind of car you drive, dude, or do you have a $1,500 phone, or where'd you go on vacation last year? I mean, I'd like to know those things.
Sure, maybe you need to get a roommate. I mean, the difference between a one-bedroom and a two-bedroom, you just said, is about $400. So doing the math, you could save a hell of a lot of money by getting a two-bedroom place and getting a roommate. But I know it's less than, you know, ideal, but...
I don't know anything about this dude, but I do know, personally, a number of people who talk about how tight things are, and they've always got the newest iPhone and have a PS5 and a variety of other things that are really expensive that you don't need at all.
Yeah, I suppose so. Although the difference between the decent iPhone and the most expensive one is quite minor compared to rent that's $2,000 a month. Come on now, old man, bitter old man, huh? The American dream is dead. I'm with him now.
No, it's an
You've angered me.
It could be an example of many things like that. How about how often do you eat out? What do you drink when you go to the restaurant? I used to sidle up to chicks and drink their draft beer because I didn't have any money.
Wow, a beer thief, no less.
Oh, it's because girls, they buy pitchers of beer because they kind of think it's cool to have a pitcher of beer in front of them. They're being all wild and crazy. They ain't going to drink it. They don't care if you come sit down and you try to put on the charm and you drink their beer. They don't care.
So you're preventing beer waste, really.
Katie,
it's a public service.
I don't know if you can relate to this at all, Katie Green. Maybe you bought the beer intending to drink it. But many a girl in a college bar, they had a pitcher and beer in front of them and I knew they weren't going to drink it.
We knew you were drinking it though.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
there was discussion afterwards. Like, did you guys see this guy? He just literally drank half of our pitcher.
Yeah,
did you catch that?
Nobody ever called me out on it to my face.
They should have. Well. Those are grounds for a fight.
Right.
You go, girl.
Yeah. I've drank hilarious. So much warm flat beer. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The particulars of his screed declaring the American dream is dead and gone. It's dead is just hilariously overwrought. I think that the Chinese/Russian propaganda angle of it is the interesting stuff. I see tweets all the time on X, formerly known as Twitter, that are clearly designed to, and remember, this is the point, to make the left hate the right. And make the right hate the left, and to make the blacks hate the whites, and vice versa. Remember, it's not the mainstream media gets this so wrong. The Russian propaganda, which clearly prefers Trump over Biden. You know, maybe it does, but no, it's just dissension and the hate and discontent that they're trying to cause.
So I'm going to go back into old man mode here. Okay. And I might not be accurate about this, but and all I've got is my anecdotal evidence, but I just wonder how much we just need to lower our other lifestyles to adjust to what it costs to live in a house. And, like, every person I know flies places all the time. When I was young, we never flew anywhere. We went someplace close enough to drive and stayed in a motel. I mean, just those kind of things.
Yeah, there's absolutely an argument to be made that if you can't cover, like, the very basics of life, you need to adjust.
Yeah, sure. You don't get to go on the kind of vacations that are just so cool anymore. Sucks, but you got to choose one. I would choose a roof.
Eat food out of dumpsters and sell your blood to the rich. Good ideas, Jack.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Somebody on the text line very angry with us for our take on an AI in schools problem. Maybe we'll get to that later this hour.
Yeah, bring the dissent. That's fine. I'd love to hear their point of view. Perhaps we will learn something. The people you're going to hear are a UK talk show personality named Julia Brewer and her guest, who is a woman, but a non-binary type of person. I think this exchange you'll find quite interesting.
Good afternoon, Julia. Thanks. You know my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar.
Do what you like, I guess.
Well, there you are. You didn't need to tell me then, did you?
Maybe I'm just making sure people know in case they're watching and they want to refer to me respectfully.
Is it disrespectful for me to use correct factual grammar?
It's not incorrect or unfactual grammar to use singular they, them pronouns for an individual.
But you chose to bring it up.
You chose to use the incorrect pronouns for me.
I chose to use the correct pronouns for a single woman who is appearing on my show.
I'm not a single woman, though. I'm a very special non-binary trans person, as you just pointed out.
I didn't just point that out.
No, just before I came on, you were talking about how people with all these labels like to be special. And I'm just making sure that everyone knows I'm special.
Okay, I'm not special. I'm just a boring old heterosexual married woman. But, you know, sorry about that. We're not allowed to do that anymore. In fact, that probably does make me special now. I don't know.
Well, you can refer to... I could refer to you as they. But I don't have to.
Yeah, well, and it's torturing grammar, certainly.
Sure. I like the Dave Chappelle's thing is when they say they are after you, he says, is that one they or many they?
Yeah, and as you know, my objection to all of this is that is getting you into the nightclub of radical gender theory, getting you to admit that you should be using the pronouns. It just seems like good manners. But it's more than that.
Boy, this is a dicey one. Somebody told me the other day they've had a otherwise qualified candidate apply for a job multiple times, but they got pronouns in their cover letter, and so they're not hiring them for that reason, which I think might be illegal.
Depends what state you're in. I will tell you this, and this, of course, this illustration Jack has dreamed up is completely apocryphal.
Of course, everything we say on this show is I'm single and childless. I mean, everything we say is not true.
In fact, we don't exist. We're AI. Anyway, in this completely fictional scenario, I would say it's an unmistakable sign that you are taking on a long day.
Exactly what they've said. And they just feel like they'd be signing up for, because they're not using the pronouns. And if the person comes to them and says you need to, and or whatever. And as I've said many times, well, we got into this conversation of this person, it's not their fault. The person applying, they were told by their college professors and reinforced by everyone around them that this is what people are doing. They think they're making it more likely to get hired, probably, hopefully, by putting their pronouns in there. Almost certainly. But they're not. They're making it less likely to get hired.
You know, I appreciate you bringing that up because it's worth reminding, I'll just speak for me, it's worth reminding myself that these kids did not indoctrinate themselves. Now, their aggressive adherence, like the Red Guard was in Maoist China, the kids were the most vicious enforcers of the, you know, the communist doctrine. But, they're victims in a way, too. So, yeah.
You are, man, you are signing up for something. I mean, it's just like somebody waving a flag. I might be an HR nightmare for you. Just letting you know when you hire me.
I will be suing you sooner or later. Hire me. Congratulations to the North Face for their sponsorship of an overnight summer camp where children as young as 12 who identify as LGBT are encouraged to put on makeup and perform in drag. Again, these are 12-year-olds. Camp Brave Trails, located in, of course, Southern California and New York. Of course, it's coastal state.
So you send your kid to camp, your boy to camp, and they have him dress in drag as 12-year-olds for some sort of skit?
Just do a drag performance. Not to do a skit like you're in Monty Python. The drag is the point.
Did you have to twerk, or what do you have to do?
I don't know. What am I, a counselor at this camp?
I don't go as much drag as you do.
You do a drag show, people do. Welcome to Camp Brave Trails, where we blend all the traditional elements of a summer camp with an LGBTQ+ twist. The campsite reads. The camp boasts that children as young as 12, have gone on to start LGBT clubs at their middle schools after attending the camp and doing some good drag and twerking and that sort of thing. So that's great.
Well, the first part is fine. I guess you got a young gay child and they go to some sort of camp where they're going to be around other people that agree with them and you start some sort of club or whatever. But what's the dressing as a woman got to do with it?
It reminds me of what I always say about scams. The best scams are 80% true. I mean, if they were obviously a scam, they wouldn't work. This is a nice idea. I think unless you're a religious fundamentalist and you think all gay activity, all homosexual activity is by definition terrible and that you're certainly entitled to your beliefs. It takes a nice idea and soaks it in radical gender theory. Because it's such a fertile audience to pitch that stuff to.
So
similar camps operate across the country, with some accepting children as young as 4 years old, by the way. Yeah. The Trans Youth Equality Foundation, an organization that encourages kids to wear binders, for instance, hosts a youth camp for transgender and non-binary children in a confidential location in New England where children as young as 7 may attend.
All right.
Because their parents are sick. Sick in the head.
Or they want to feel special.
Right. Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of that.
LGBTQ2+.
For some reason, Trudeau there of Canada reminded me of Macron of France. And I just saw the headline that President Macron of France is going to send Ukraine some longer range missiles that will allow them to reach into Russia, the sort of missiles they've been asking for, but we won't give them because our biggest fear in the world is an escalation. We don't have any interest in the good guys winning ever. We just don't want any escalations for some reason, which is an odd way to go about things. Ukraine got really hit hard overnight, knocking out the energy sectors again. And President Zelensky yesterday, I don't know if I can actually dig up the quote. I can paraphrase it if I can't find it real fast. Oh, here it is in front of me. President Zelensky said yesterday, we need to tell Congress specifically, if Congress does not help Ukraine, Ukraine will lose the war.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying to our Congress, which is probably true.
Oh, yeah, absolutely true. Yeah.
Got an AI thing for you. We talked about earlier a problem that's hit schools nationwide and is becoming a real big deal, how to deal with it. If you haven't heard about it, it's all the fake nudes of classmates, a story in the New York Times today. And somebody on the text line did not like her opinion about that. We'll talk about that next.
Armstrong and Getty.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
President Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida for a state dinner. The Japanese Prime Minister was like, is it an American thing to eat dinner at 4:30? Or, okay. And then we watched Jeopardy? Okay, good. But this was nice. They got Paul Simon to perform at the dinner. Yeah. Biden got to eat dinner with a performance from Paul Simon. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris had to sit through lunch with Art Garfunkel.
Wow. Wait a moment now.
But I don't know if you heard Paul Simon croaking out his tune. He's old, man. And,
oh, yeah.
And I thought that's what you get if you got an 81-year-old president. His favorite music artist is probably going to also be roughly 81. And he's going to go up there and croak out a couple of hits from 60 years ago.
James Taylor was already booked. Paul Simon had announced he's done. He's not going to perform anymore a couple of years ago,
I suppose,
right?
If the president calls, you say okay. You don't turn him down. Especially if you're a lefty. So about a year ago, schools across the country, high schools across the country, got hit with the AI problem of how do we stop people from writing their term papers with AI? Well, you can't stop it. There's no way you're ever going to stop it. And you're going to have to come up with a new way to teach, I guess. Well, the new one that has states all across the country, I mean, and we had a local story about it, and it happened a couple of places, but I guess it's now everywhere. So every school in the country is dealing with boys particularly who are using these nudification apps through AI to pervert real identifiable photos of their clothed female classmates. You just get a picture of your classmate from the yearbook, or you snap a picture with your phone anywhere, and then you turn it into graphic, convincing-looking images of the girls. It says here in the New York Times, with exposed breasts and genitalia. Thank you for explaining to me what you mean by naked.
That sounds like nudity to me.
Yes, exactly.
It's at the top of my list when I'm recognizing nudity, breasts and genitalia.
In some cases, boys shared the fake images in the school lunchroom, on the school bus, or through group chat. Okay, so where school students gather. Also good
reporting.
Yeah. But Our conclusion more or less was, I don't think you're going to be able to do anything to stop this. And I think we'll become numb to it or bored with it or something.
I will not accept that as a characterization of what I said, but I have a feeling I'm about to repeat what I said anyway after you read this text.
Somebody said, I can't believe you guys are downplaying the generation and distribution of child pornography by kids in school. It's a crime. Believe me, Jenny cares. Watch suicide rates go up among young girls. You guys are ridiculous.
Well, you obviously don't listen very well. Perhaps you have a wax buildup problem in your ear. Wow. What I said was I completely get the humiliation of an adolescent girl right now. But our greater point was that while you can regulate it and punish it in schools and make regulations against it and that sort of thing, all I said was I don't want young boys who are doing stupid stuff that young boys do to be treated like adult child pornographers, because it's a different thing. And that the other point that Jack touched on was that given the impossibility of like ending this, you can try to limit it or not let them share it on school ground and that sort of thing. But given the impossibility of ending it, people are going to have to get used to the fact that this sort of thing exists. What is the alternative, my friend? And I apologize for the whole earwax shot, but I thought you unfairly characterized what I said. What is the alternative? Punishment so draconian. Every 14-year-old boy who thinks it's funny does 5 years in juvie. Goes to jail. Has their parents are jailed as well. I mean, what do you suggest?
Well, you can't give every 17-year-old who's going to do this the full you're a child pornographer treatment.
Right, especially because at no point has that that teenager ever been naked. It's a technical creation. It never existed. Which is not to say it's not a problem. I'm just worried about people going nuts and in an effort to be protective of the girls, who, again, I fully acknowledge would find this embarrassing and humiliating. They go way over the line and get way too draconian.
But surely this would cease to be novel at some point. Okay, you've seen every girl's face on a naked body. Okay.
Okay, so you stuck my head on a naked girl's picture. What else? I got to go to English class. At some point, that will be the attitude. I don't think that's downplaying it. I'm being a realist.
Yeah, I wish it weren't happening. I think there's all kinds of stuff about AI. It's going to be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, it's one of the hazards of the profession. People hear part of it or get so mad at the first two sentences that they ignore the next six. That's all right.
Now, if I remember correctly, the story locally we had was they were able to nail down the originator, the kid who originated the stuff. So what do you think the penalty should be? No penalty, or?
That's a great question. I absolutely think there should be a sanction that is a school level type sanction. I also would love to see, and while this smacks of the restorative justice thing, it's not. I think it would be very useful to get everybody together and explain to the boys the damage it does and the embarrassment it causes and how it's not victimless and it's not really funny. Teach, in other words, these are children. Teach them.
Yeah, man, so what are you going to start confiscating people's phones and computers and going into their hard drives and seeing if they've got one of those pictures? And I don't know how you'd ever nail down that they originated it. Maybe if they have that program or something, I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So like a 15-year-old kid is busted for trading those sort of pictures around in the lunchroom or whatever. Then you raid their parents' home and confiscate their computers and everything. I don't.
Just from a law enforcement standpoint, I mean, how would you keep up with it?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Who wants final thoughts? Who wants final thoughts? Go have some final thoughts. Hooray!
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Well, I'd like 30 milkshakes and also some chicken, but whatever. Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day, starting with Michelangelo, our technical director. Michael!
I was just thinking about my childhood. It used to be so hard to find pornography. I mean, I grew up and you had to get a fake ID to find a liquor store that would sell you a magazine, maybe. And now it's cell phones and it's apps. It's just so easy.
Trust me, with a teenage boy and one about to be a teenage boy, I think about it a lot.
Oy vey. K Katie Green, our esteemed newswoman, has a final thought. Katie?
Well, if these kids absolutely have to have a phone, let's take them back to the old Nokia days.
There you go.
Football phones where all you could do was call your parents and play Snake. Yeah, right. Those were the days.
Yeah,
I agree. No smartphones till 16, at least. Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share?
First of all, we already have the T-shirts with the Trump quote we like so bad.
Can I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken?
Can I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken? You can get the T-shirt at armstrongandgetty.com. And O.J. Simpson, I wish he hadn't murdered those people, but he, in a perverted way, brought me a lot of entertainment for a lot of years.
So odd, the levity and fun around the whole hacking people to death situation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My final thought is, man, we had some good Joe Biden bumbling and jabbering that we didn't get to today. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope
appreciate you listening.
Hope it's not the last time that Joe Biden bumbles and jabbers.
Yeah, this was some good international jabbering, though. Well, we only do 4 hours.
God, I saw one of him walking the other day. I thought he might be in a rascal by election day. His walking is getting rough.
He's a very, very old man with an arthritic spine. I have one of those myself. It's no fun.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people who thank so little time. Not only do we have the Armstrong and Getty store at armstrongandgetty.com, where you can get a fabulous T-shirt or sports bra or hat or whatever, we've got the Hot Links. Hot Links, very interesting fare. Drop us a note, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. You want to continue the discussion of the kids with their nudification stuff? That's fine. Bring it. We'd love to hear your opinion.
We will see you tomorrow. God bless America.
I'm just saying.
Armstrong and Getty.
It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Damn.
Do you understand?
I cannot understand the word you're saying.
Come on. I do think it risks escalating tensions.
Well, don't smoke crack. That's ludicrous.
Totally BS.
Right. And so grotesque.
Hasta la vista, baby. Thank you.
Get.
Go away.
I'm just saying, take care.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.